Hi, Josh, how are you going?
Hey, I'm over the moon. How are you?
Yeah, obviously not as good as you.
Yeah. I don't know if I could be happier.
Oh, that's very good to hear, mate. Congratulations on being drafted.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I just couldn't believe it. It was so hard to watch. I was getting so nervous towards the end there. I was just couldn't believe it happened. So, yeah.
Describe your emotions. How were you feeling when your name was read out?
Well, I've been sitting next to, you know, my girlfriend, my brother, and some of my best friends, and so as soon as we heard my name, as soon as we saw Fremantle Dockers had a pick, my girlfriend squeezed my arm, and she obviously wants me to stay at home as well, and the feeling like when my name was read was just probably one of the best feelings I could have possibly imagine, you know. Everyone started screaming and everyone got up all cheering. It was just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously staying in Perth, I mean, how much obviously for yourself and for your girlfriend, your family, how important is it?
Yep. It was actually really huge. I got asked by my uncle at the start of the draft. He says, "What's the perfect outcome today?" And I said, "Being selected by Fremantle or West Coast Eagles." I said, "Being able to stay at home would be the best feeling in the world."
Is it? I mean, yeah. I mean, it must be still surreal though, just to think about it, that you will be joining an AFL club. I mean, what is going through your mind? I mean, how do you plan to celebrate this?
I've got all my friends and family with me at the moment. They're just, yeah, everyone's just like so happy and supporting and supportive. So I'm just thinking about the next couple of days. You know, I just want to transition well and get struck into it and put my best foot forward and give all I can to the club and get the best results possible.
Awesome. And then, I mean, obviously going at pick 72, I mean, what were you thinking? 68, sorry. What were you...
68, yeah.
What were you sort of thinking going towards, what were you feeling towards? Were you a bit worried, you know, if you weren't going to get selected? I mean, what were you feeling?
Oh, well, definitely the feeling I was, especially because I thought there's only 87 picks, I heard, and 14 or 17 of them or something were already father son, so it was like 73 picks all up, and I was just thinking, maybe it's not going to happen. I wasn't very confident to start with that it would happen, but when it did, it was mind blowing. It was amazing.
And last but not least, I mean, how would you describe yourself? As a player for some of the Freo supporters that might have seen a lot of you at Waffle level.
Well, I'd say I'm a very committed, dedicated, hardworking player who always, you know, plays for his team, puts his team first, and I give my all out in the field, and I'll play my role and do whatever is asked of me. So I guess that's basically all I can really say at this moment. I don't really want to go through my strengths and weaknesses and stuff like that, but that's about it.
Again, congratulations, and yeah, we look forward to seeing you shortly.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for your call.
All right, then. Thanks a lot, Josh.
See you, mate.
See you. Bye.